We are on Daf, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. In the middle of the Amud. But I'd like to mention something before we go further. We had a Gemara before. Boy Rav Yosef, Pirsho Umeiso Mal. Rav Yosef, Kler Da Shaila, what is the din if a Teilas is Pirish, and as soon as it was Pirish, Boa La'oretz Umeiso. So Rashi says, what was the Shaila? So let us again see Rashi. Pirish Umeiso Amaslas La'achat Lishoso Disharye Ledivrei Hakel. You had a fruit that was wormy after the Tlisha. This that Tlisha not called Shoiretz Al-Horetz. Pirsha mitoich haperi le'oretz, v'loirichesho, and it did not move. Shemeso miyad b'nefiloso. Mahu. Mi amrinen kiven d'loi holcho, lav shoiretz al ha'oretzu. It says, asheretz ha'shoiretz al ha'oretz. So it's not shoiretz al ha'oretz, because when it reached the earth, it was dead already. Maybe you don't need Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. So someone asked me, Mehechitais, you should say such a thing. The Pasuk says, Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. So, why should, maybe you don't need Shoiretz. That's one Ha'aretz. Then we finished the shiur, we had a Kasha and Tosfos. So the Gemara blives by a boy. And the Gemara says, Teiku. So, lemaise, it comes out, lechumre, you don't need sheiretz al oretz. You don't need sheiretz al oretz. We learn Taisvis says that, afilah we paskin like Shmuel, and you'll have, and therefore, that, yevkishes bi'ibel, that he have a fruit, or a vegetable that's mechuber is called Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. So Taisva says, Afal Pikein, if you have poilin, or chimtzi, kshenimtzoyim besoichon, kegoyin yavchushin, u betchilas teudusha yavchushin, aklipe mishacheres mibachut, amichshe mesirin, aklipe nishorne yavchushin tachteo, ein lo oisron, Le Mitzri Mishum Asheretz Asheretz Al-Horetz Kozman Shalai Richasha. They did not move at all. They did not move. So Memele, so even though it's called Al-Horetz, but it's not Sheretz Al-Horetz. So we asked the Kash, I found later Levaya asked San Taisis, but it's a suffix in the Gemara. Taisis is Mata, it's Mutter, because it's not Sheretz Al-Horetz, but there's a Tzad in the Gemara. That Pirsha Mesa is also boss. You don't need Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. So that was these two difficulties. I found in Teferes Yaakov, the Teferes Yaakov asks the first kasha, and perhaps with this both kashas will be fanfed. He asks me, what is Pshat? You don't need Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. It says, Lebina Shritze. So he says, you don't need Shoiretz al Ha'aretz. That means you need Sheretz HaShoiretz. It has to be a sheretz that made shritze, and it has to be al ha'aretz, but it doesn't have to be sheretz al ha'aretz. The shritze in the peri is also called sheretz ha'sheretz. So there's two tlaim, need sheretz ha'sheretz, and it has to be al ha'aretz. So Memela, that was the tzad in the Gemara, and we're machme. Maybe that is also sufficient. So Memela Taisvus is meiridik. But if you have a peri, that there was no shritze whatsoever, you opened up these poilin, and you saw this is the beginning of the Yetzir of these Yavchushim, which had no chance to be Sheiretz Afil in the Peiri. There's no Shritza whatsoever. No Shritza whatsoever. So then it's Yichem Mutter. So that's why Taisus says, La'aloch, it's Mutter. So it could be that is Pshat in Taisus, and that is Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Sheishes, Bereda Ravidi, Kukiyani Asiri. Now what is kukiyani? So let us see Rashi. Teiloyim shebekoveid v'shebereya. You have worms in the liver and in the lungs. So it's also, kukiyani is also. Why is it also? My time. So we have to give a reason, because if these kukiyani are growing from the reye and the kovet, so then there's no, that's equivalent to shirotzim that grow in peiris, that are muta. That means this is not kolzman, it's not pirish from the machol that it's growing in its muta. So why are these kukiyani also? Me alma also. Because I don't say that they started growing from the liver or the lungs. These are teloim that came in me'alma. So Rashi says me'alma osi shebolaton habehema imha oichlin. When the behema eats food, it's not boidik for teloim the behema. So it eats food that's full of teloim. Utchilasam shalso alot. So these teloim are also dike teloim. And now they're in the behemoth. They found a shelter by the covid or the reyes. So, but you can't attribute that they're growing from the covid and reyes. Maskiv lo Ravashi. So Ravashi says, how could you say such a thing? Ime alma also. If these worms came through the macholin that the behemoth ate, so they don't end up in the lungs and the liver. They end up in the digestive tract. How did they get over there to the lungs and liver? Al-kochach, if they're there, al-kochach pshat is that they grew from the lungs and liver. That was Ravashi's kash. Ike da amri, omar rav shisha barei da ravidi, kuka'ani shol. It's muta. My time or mine gobli fakert here the ikad amri. So Rav Shisha said, Rav Shisha Bar David said that it's muta, because we attribute that they grew from the behemoth, from these organs, mine gobli, then is gadol from the rei. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi asked and him also, pshita, I mean, it's poshit, what are you saying? Akochoch, the imaal mekos in the shtakru derech beisorei. The Gemara fears ois, vehulchese kukiyani yasiri. But we have these two lishoines, ulamaisa we paskin kukiyani is also, my time, meinom nayim, when the behemoth is sleeping, vaaylele ba'usye, so these teloim go through the nose of the behemoth, and from the nose it goes into the kone and then the reye and the kove. That means if it came through the mouth or goes to the beishit, it won't get to the kone. But when the behemoth sleeps, it goes through its nose and it ends up in the kone and the reye. What does Rashi say? Mine gobli, loshin gobli, mina behema atzmein gedelem, b'lav sheretz oretz nino. It's not sheretz oretz. Meinam nayim v'ayli lei ba'usya. K'shem behema yishenam, shana, when the behema is sleeping, nichnosim b'chaitmo, so these teilom enter its nose, umisham l'kone, into the kone, from the nose into the kone, and the windpipe, and the rei, and the lungs, v'kovet, ilkach le mishtakri derch beis arei. You wanted to prove it's minei godly. It's not minei godly. It came back from the outside, and these are already teiloim asurim, it showed so our roots, and they creeped in through the nose. Look the Gemara weiter. Teiloim darni, what is the taich teiloim darni? So Rashi says darni, teiloim hanimtsoim bein oir leboso kshemavshitin abeimet. When you skin the behemoth, we find there's teloim between the oyer and the bosa. So the Gemara says as follows: the bisra, if this is from a behemoth, asiri, then it's osa. We'll see later what the reason is. The kavri, if this is a fish, that means we find teloim by fish between the oyer and the bosa, sharya. Oma lo Ravine leime, Ravine told his mother, Avloli vani eichel. Rasi Rashi, Asiri, Taima Meforish Lakamei, why these Teloima also? The Kavri Shori, Vitaima Kedemeforish Ravine. Avloli, the Kavri, Besoich Adogim Tni Oisam, Shloi Ere, Vokots Bo. The Yavitz says the Loshen is not so meduyek. Loshen would seem, he's saying, take them, Tni Oisam, put them in the Dogim. He says, you can't put them in the Dogim. You put them in the Dogim, you'll take them. You take them out of the dog, then it'll become sheretz asheretz al oretz. He didn't mean you should separate them from the dogim. Kozman, the underdog, it's mutter. But the Yavit says, Nira delega tzoloima shetitnem biyodo besoich adogim. El shetanichim kamoy shem im adogim v'loy tesirim. He told his mother, don't take them out. You can leave them there. You can leave that. I'm going to eat these bugs. These tzoloim. But, it makes sure I don't see them. That means if it's between the skin, it don't take off the skin. I should see them. I should see these bugs, because then I'll be able about the shaktsu. They are good spot. Now I'll eat something. But if it's covered, then I won't know about it. There's no chiv on you to separate them and take them away. I'll eat them. And that's this din. We have darni the kavri shayu. Omalei Rav Misharshe Bereida Rav Acha L'Ravine Maishno Mohodesanye Vesnivlosam Teshakeitzu L'Rabbeis Esadaronim Shebebehem. What is the difference between fish and a behemoth? We have a special limud Vesnivlosam Teshakeitzu. He's going on these shrotsam, these larvae that grow between the skin and the bosa. It's a special posik ebes niblosom tishaketsu l'rabois es adaronim shebebehime. That they're also, we have a posik that also, so what's the chilek between a dog and a behime? Omalei hochi hashte behime b'shchite hi mishtarye. A behime becomes mutter b'shchite. Vahani midaloi kamahani lu shrite. And since by these taloim shrite doesn't help, bisurayu kaimon. So there also, avul dogim basifa ba'alma mishteri, dogim amuta without any, with basifa ba'alma, you take them out of the water, the muta ready. Vahani ki kogovlon, vetere kogovlon, they grew beheta. Now let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi b'shchite mishtarye ve'elu shagodu by boso by a behime it first becomes muta b'shchite ve'elu shagodlu b'soicha ad shaloi nishchato. The teiloim that grew in this boso ad shaloi nishchato bo. Meisa eva minachai. So this chiluk, this different eifanim how to learn pshat and Rashi. But let us just say that means that the toiloim that grow in a dovo get the halacha of that dovo. So that means they're growing from the basar of a behime. So they get a din of the basar of the behime b'chayov, which is a din of eva minachai. So they also get a din of Eva Minachai. Or they say, it's Yoitze Min Eva Minachai. But Al Kaponim, this is one Mahalach, that there's an Issa Eva Minachai in them. They're part of the Bosa. So the Issa Eva Minachai, that's Chal on the Bosa, that's Chal on them also, because they're Nisgadu Nishave from Eva Minachai. Fine. But every Behema, after you shech the Behema, becomes Yoitze Eva Minachai. So Memela over here, so the Vosa with the Shchita becomes Mutter. But a Shchita sa Behema leyahani leditu shere yeshlam chiyas latzmam. The Shchita of the Behema takes away the chiyas of the Behema. But it doesn't take away the chiyas of these Teiloim. So you have a Teilas that has an Issa Reva Minachai on it, and the Shchita doesn't take off this Issa. So So Mamela, that's why it's us. Mashenke by a dog. By a dog, there's no Isra on the boss or whatsoever. You'll have to eat a dog. It's mutter. You don't have to be machshir it. It's mutter already. The teilas, kozman, it's like pirish, is a din of the besar hadog. So you'll have to eat the teilas. That's the difference between, bosor and dogim. Va'af al gav de shlil mutter beshritas imoy. Like the chashi, there's a din of, we learned that, Ben Pekue is mutter, so also Yishech, also is a chiyus bifnei atzmon, and the shritas aim helps for the uber. Ava gav de shlil mutter b'shritas imoy, mikol, so Rashi says, mikol babeheimo teichelo nafkelo. There's a limut. Mikol babeheimo teichelo. So that's a difference. That's a ribuy on the uber. Mikol babeheimo teichelo. Avol hoche b'surayu kaima. This is not kol babeheimo is going on the uber take, but this is another entity that's growing from the beheimo. But the Pasuk isn't going on that. It's Memela, it is awesome. That's what Rashi says. The Chazainish wants to say a second pshat in the Gemara, not that the Isser is al Tzeiver min Achai. And the Chazainish Tainis, he says, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Vesa Nivlosom Tishaketsu, the Rabbi says, Adronim Shebe Behemer. I mean, the Gemara brings this Pasuk, the Pasuk is Shaketsu, the Pasuk doesn't say even min Achai. So the Chazanish wants to say that Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Pshat in the Gemara is that if you have a Teilas is in a Machel Hamuteres, so the Maisa the Teilas gets the din of this Machel, and there's no Isa Teilas. It becomes the heter of the Machel. By a behemoth, since it's not a machal hamuteres, it's not a machal hamuteres, even menachai. So it doesn't have a shame machal. That means if a telas becomes bottle to the machal, the telas becomes bottle to the machal. So if it's a machal, so it becomes bottle to the machal. We said if you eat an apple with a worm, you make a boy priyates on it. It's a part of the apple. But if it gets a teres machal, and then that's if it's a machal hamuteres. But if it's a machal asura, so it doesn't become, it doesn't get a teiris machal, so it remains also. So the iser is not als eva minachai. The iser is als teilas taka. The iser is als this posik. The posik is vesn ivlosom tishaketsu, le rabbis es adaronim. The iser is als this posik. Als worm, you're not like als eva minachai. You're eva als the worm. But that's the Gilui Yakro. If it doesn't have a teres machel hamuteres, it doesn't get a heter. The whole heter is the chol teres the sheretz nisgadlu davke ba'oichel. The amuta de ka'oichel. The kibin the osar mishameiva minachai. So it doesn't have a shame oichel. It's pokem enei a teres the oichel. That's how the Chazanish wants to say pshat the Gemara. So that's a different pshat. And then faket and loshna Gemara is good. And then. Now let us see Toisvis. Kukiyani Asiri, Perish Akuntaris, Toiloim Shebekovit Sheberei. The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Idach Lishne, the Shori, so there's, okay, there's Loshoinis that Aser, and they Aser because it's Me'almos, fine. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam, the Idach Lishne, the Shori. There's one lotion that holds its mutter. It comes from the rei and the kovitz, so it's mutter. Tikshalei mi breise de besamuch. Es nivlosam tishaketsu le rabbi staronim shebe beheime. Av al gav de minei ko godli. Teishus amoyre de kekashe. We have here worms which are growing from the beheime. Av al pike and we have a posik that, It's also, since the whole pulpa, if it comes from the rei, if it doesn't come from the rei, it might not come in there. It's not, what is it different from Teiloim Darni? Eloi merabeinu tam de bedogim ayri hochet. The skukiyani that we're speaking about is not speaking about in a behemoth, it's speaking about dogim. Bohod omer kinayim ayile beusye, when the bugs come in, when it is sleeping, goes through the nose, ashkem bedogim ki ay gavne, the dogim also have a nostrils, it seems that dog, that something you go into, bei kamoich es asvina damarabe babachone, zazine hi kabro di yosvo, there was a fish, the yosvo vaila lo tina bousye. It seems that some mud went into the nose, so it seems that a fish also have an usye, and we're speaking about a fish. Now, Rashi is schwer. This is doch a kashe. So the Teferish Yake wants to fend for Rashi. He wants to say that there's a difference between oil and bosor, between godel bereya. Oil and bosor is called adovo nifrotake. That's the chiddush. This is a teilas that grows between oil and bosor. It's not from the oil is a lavush. The lavush of the bosor, between oil and bosor, there it does not as yet have a din of the bosor legamri. So it doesn't have a din of the bosor. Masha'inkin, if it grows in the rei and the kovei, that mamish is a din of the bosor, and it's mamish a shtik bosor, and it's a mutter b'shchit, with everything, that's how he wants to firm for Rashi. That's very shaki. Tono rabono, hoylech al gochay. Now, it says, hoylech al gochay, what is hoylech al gochay? Ze nochosh. That's speaking about a nochosh. Kol l'rabbis ha-shilshul v'sadoyme l'shilshul. Shilshul is an earthworm that also, what does Rashi say? L'shilshul teilas ha-rucho k'nochosh hein v'heinam nimtsoim ba'ashpe. So it's similar to the characteristics of a nochosh. That's kol hoylech al-goch. Al-arba. Then it says this hoylech al-arba. Ze akrov, so this is a scorpion. Kol hoylech l'rabbis es achipushis, this is a beetle, es hadoyma l'chipushis. Marbe raglayim ze nadl, this is a centipede. Ad kol, here it doesn't say, it says ad kol marbe raglayim. So this is, by everything it says, kol hoylech adoch. Al-Gochen, Kol Heilech Al-Arba. And here it says, Ad-Kol Marba Raglaim. So the Ad-Kol, it seems, is a double limud. Ad-Kol L'Rabbis Es Hadoyme Ves Hadoyme L'Doyme. So others say pshat that the Doyme is another animal that has also 100 feet. That's doyme, it's not the centipede, but it's another, not an animal, another insect that has 100 feet. And doyme le doyme is marba, something that has not 100 feet, it has a lot of feet. But it's a different type of a telas, and that's doyme le doyme. It is riboy raglay. Tanya Rabbi Yosi ben Dumaskis oyme levyoson doktoyeru. Levyoson is a doktoyer, shenema, Gaivo Afike Moginim speaks about the Leviosan. So it's Misgoe Afike with the strength of the shields. And the shields are the Kaskasim. Tachtov Chidude Cheres. So we'll say Afike Moginim Elo Kaskasim Shaboy. These are the Kaskasim of the Leviathan, which are shields for him. Tachtov chidude cheres elus napirim shepereach ben. These are the fins of the Leviathan. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi chapushis. This is a type of a beetle. Nadol meya raglayim koyrim loy. Now we're speaking about the Leviosan, Dr. Rush, Hayesh Leisnapi, the Kaskeses. כדמפורש, אפיקי מוגינים, חויזק מוגינים. It has the strength of shields. אלו קסקסים, הסגורים, בחסומים בוי בדויחק, and some it prevents anything to penetrate. תחתוב, חידודי חרס, חידודים של חרוסים. That means the fins are very sharp. אלו סנפירים שחדודים, they're sharp, ומחתכים כחרוסים, and they cut through the water like a sharp חרס, the sharp edges of חרס, מסתומה, ובקי הסמיים בחודון, שלא יעקבוהו בפריחוסוי, they're not מעקב, that one, the will of Yosson swims through the water. Pashtei dekro, now Pashtei dekro is not like this, so here on the side, Loshen Urim. It means light. Tachtov Chidudei Cheres Bimkoimoi Zerurei Shemesh. So that means it's speaking about that it's not speaking about the fins which are sharp as a Cheres. It means that there's a tremendous oil that comes out from the Leviosan. Cheres Mestom is going on the Shemesh also, that has the Zerurei Shemesh. We have one Tosfos, we didn't learn yet, L'rabo Yistaronim Shebe Behema. Vim Toima, V'teipik Lei Dasiri, Midi Dahava Ashoichet Behema, U'motzebo Demus Yoino Dasire. But if they found that the Ubor had a Demus Yoino, Mishim Delese, because the... seems the raglayim is no some leib parsa, but leib prosais. Some mele. So why do you need this new posik? There's a new posik about nivlosam to shakeitzu. Typically, it says that kolba behima teichelus. That kid has to have prosais, has to have split hoofs. So the teiloim don't have this. Veshloim the shani uber, vishum shani uber. An uber is different. משום דמיקרא דבחול בהמה אישטרי, ולוינה בחול בבהמה, בחול דבידרשן בהמה בבהמה, הבהמה אין הבהמה, דחול בהמה אישטרי, ולעשה למישרי אל איך דעיקה פרסס, דבחול דבקרא דבחול בהמה כסיב פרסס, דאובר עושה את זה בעצור אבל בהמה, אבל דרונים שבהמה נברוי מן הבוסר עצמו. This is not a behemah that finds itself in a behemah. This is created from the bosar. והבי אמרינן דחשיבי כבוסר. I would think it's bosar. So here you don't need that it should have the tzura of the behemah. This is the bosar of the behemah. לידומי לחייתך מן התחילה מן הקלויס, תהוס מכחסורן ועשירי לקאמון מאויסו שלמה ולא יחסירה. Later the Gemara says that if you cut off from the spleen, from the kidneys, a piece, before the shchita, you cut off a piece of that and you leave it in the behemah, now you shech the behemah, so the Gemara says that will not become mutter. That will not become mutter with the shchita, because there's a new drasha may oiso shleima v'loi chaser. It's only matter the behemah when it's sholim, not when it's chosa. Will not be matter the chelik hachosa, the chelik of the kloyis which was cut off. Mishah shchita. Avolocha le nechsal dova. But here nothing became nechsal from the behemah. So I would think, fakel, it's not el uber, and it's not the behemah isn't chosa. So I would think the shchita should be matter everything. It's Kamash Malon that I need this pasuk to tell me it's not matter the teiloy. Odnan loch elu treifus. Let us start behim amekashe. Behim amekashe leilet. So Rashi says behim amekashe leilet b'shash shchita. He says b'shash shchita was amekashe leilet. So b'hoitzi ho'uba resyotai. So he's in the process of shechting the behemah. He didn't shecht it yet. Hoitzi uber es yodai behechziroi. And then the uber brought back the behemah. His ובמות מק דובו במק דיית, מותר באכילה. וחזיר אי קוידם שחיתה, so בשעס שחיתה ביד וסטויך בהימה, is muta ba'achila, it's muta ba'achila, so Rashi says, a big more meforish man muta. We'll see if the uber is muta, a fulu the yad is also muta. That's case number one. Case number two, hoitzi es roishoi. What's the din if you have a behema mekasha leile? It was hoitzi es roishoi. Afal pisher ziroi, even though it took back the roish, hareze ki yolot. So, the whole behemah is a din of yolud, and here the whole behemah is also because it was born already. So since it was born, even though it went back, it cannot be niter b'shchitas imoyim. So trash erezek yolud v'su loy mahanye le shchitas imoyim, and then the shchitas aim won't help since it was born already. So he has no shaychus with the mother. וצורך שחיתה לעצמו, אם נמצא חי, if it's חי, so need its own שחיתה. ואם נמצא מייס, הרי הוא כנבלה, so it's a נבלה. The שחיתה has no שייכס at all with this uber, since it was יולוד. חויתך מאובר שבמאיה, what if he cut off a חלק of the uber, and he did this because it was מקשה לילד, so perhaps this chalik was goyrim the kishui of the lady, so he cut it off, and it's back in the behemah. You have a cut limb that's back in the behemah. V'niach achaticha b'seicha, and what he cut off, it's back in the behemah. Muta ba'achila, so it's muta ba'achila. Min ha-tchoil and min ha-kloyis, this we just said in Tosfos. But if he cut off a chelek of the tchoil and kloyis before the shchita, and it's still in the behemah, osar ba-achila, so it's osar ba-achila. Ze ha-klal, dovo shegufo, if the chaticha that's in the behemah is from the gufa behemah, osar. So then it's also ba'achila. The shchita will not be matter. V'she'ina gufa mutar. But the eiver from the uber is not gufa, will become mutar through the shchita same. Zot Rashi, choytech me'uber shebe'meyeho v'inich achaticha b'soicha mutar b'shchitosa t'yalef b'gmore mikol b'abheima t'achelo. מן התחיל ומן הקלויש של בהמה עצמו, עושר באכילה, ואף על פי שהניחי בבהמה, still in the בהמה, and בשס השחיתה, it's in the בהמה, and perhaps one would say, כל ראשי בבהמה תחילו, עושה תחיל להיותה בשחיתוסה, לא חינוקת תחו לקלויש, משמדמיד ידולי מתרפו, that means if it would be from another organ, it would be trefus, so some of these no שאלה בהתה תחילה, but even though here by the COVID and the trail and the cloyus is no problem of treifable kaponim, it's not muta b'shchita sa'im. Zog te gemore, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, ve'eiver atzmai, that means the loshen of the Mishnah is very sosom. The Mishnah says, v'hoitzi uber es yodai v'chziroi muta b'achilu. So what is the muta going on? Is the mutter going on the uber that's inside, or is it also going on the yad? Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, the eiver atzmo yosa, the eiver itself is also. My time, the omar kro uboso asodo treife loisei chelu, kivin sheyotza boso chutz limchitzosoi nesa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ve'eiver atzmai osa b'achila, ma'acher sheyotzo mimchitzosoi, koidem shchite. That means the mechitze that is matter the uber al yidei shchite sa'ein, is that's the toich ha-behema, that is the mechitze ha-materes. When it's toich kol ba-behema, it's in the behema, then toich elu. Now, there was the yad was yotza mimchitzase. It went out from its mechitze, kaidem shchite. So there's a din. If something went out of the mechitze that is goyrim its kashrus, so memele boso basode treife, vafa pishir zira kaidem loche. We learn now from a posik uboso basode kloima, chutz lemechitzosai. Now, the shaila is like this. It says in the posik uboso basode treife loisachel. So pasha the kro means that, a behime got nitraf, got nifrat, nitraf, so you're not allowed to eat it, loisachel. So why does it have to say where it got nitraf? It's like, look, got nitraf in the soda, in the bomb, and what's it's irrelevant where it got nitraf. So mamela chazal make a drash. Uboso basode. A soda is an open place. It's not mukif mechitzis. Uboso that went out from its mechitzis into a soda is treifa, has a din of a treifa. Just like a treifa, you're not allowed to eat. There's no heter of a treifa. So a boso that went out of its mechitze is also treifa. So memele, here this yad went out of its mechitze. The mechitze hamateres, this yad is teicha behima, kol ha shebehima teichelu. If the boso went out of its mechitze, it's also loylam. Just like a treifa is also loylam, this is also loylam, loy seichelu. So this is a besondere drash, that everything that went out of the mechitze is loy seichelu. V'kivin sheyotza hareyu ketreifa v'loy seichelu. V'chol mi sheyesh loy mechitze v'yotza, everything that had its mechitze and went out of the mechitze, k'goyim boso kotshim sheyotza, nami mahaikrai nafkalon. We learn out boso kotshim, that went out of its mechitze, the kotshe kotshim went out of the zore, kotshim kalim went out of the Yerushalayim. So the din is, it's also, it went out of the mokim heter, so yotza basode treif, bosa basode, that went out of its mechitze treif. So that's what Rav Yudah Marav says. So Rav Yudah Marav says, now he's telling us pshat in the Mishnah, muta b'achil is going on the rest of the behemoth that didn't go out. But the yad, that yad is also, because that went out of its mechitze. We learned in the Mishnah Behema Mekasha Leilait, So the Eiver is also, the Uber is Mutter. Fine. So why does it say Hechziroi? If the Eiver is also side by side, so why does the Mishnah say Hechziroi? If you say that the Eiver becomes Mutter, so it's very good. It was Hechziroi, so now it becomes Mutter B'Shchita. That means that the Shchita will help on the Eiver also. But if you say that the Eiver is already also, it's a Basel Basel de Treife, Yuba Ma'ir Hechziroi, Afilolai Hechziroi Nami. So the Gemara says, Hu adin af al gav deloy hechzira. You're 100% right. The behem is mutter on hechzira. The uber is mutter on hechzira. The ayad is also afil hechzira. So why did he say hechzira? Why did the kaboy misne seife hoitze yes roishoy af al pisher zira yareze ki yolod, since in the seife it wants to tell us that even though Hechziroi is a reyuk zeki yolud, tananami reyshe Hechziroi. So it says Hechziroi means in the, but if the Eiver is also, so Hechziroi is not, if he wants to tell us, as he wants to tell us in the Sefer, that he wants to tell us in the Sefer that Hechziroi is not matter, we're talking about the Uber. We're talking about the Uber. We're not, the Mishnah isn't talking about the Yad. So if we're talking about the Uber, so to tell me, so the Hechziroi of the Yad is like Malo Meire to the Uber. I'm telling you, the Uber is Mutter. The Yad is Takos. The Uber is Mutter. So why do you have to tell me that it's Hechziroi? What's, I'm not talking about, if I'd say that the Yad is, the Mishnah would tell me the Yad is also Abba Bish Hechziroi. Fine. So good. So telling me that that the Yad is Osa, but the Mishnah isn't talking about the Yad. The Mishnah is talking about the Yubar, and the Yubar is Lemal Lemoyer, Lagabi the Yad, and Rezira and not Rezira. So the Rezira of the Reish is Miyut. So what's the 100% right? The reason he mentioned the Rezira by the Reish is because he mentioned the Rezira in the Sefer. The Rezira in the Sefer is talking about the Yubar. But Hoiti is Reish, the Uber is also. The Uber, because it's called Yavu. It's born already. So the Sefer is a Chiddush. Ah, for Pisher Zero. So I would think perhaps we can turn the clock back and say, well, was born, but now it's not born anymore. It's back again. Bimeimoy. So I would think that the Uber should be Mutter. Because, so it's Kamash Malon. No, Kamash Malon, that even though we're Zero, it's still also. Let us see Rashi. Lo ya Uber. Mashminin mishum yad lo yavi ki yolot. That it's not called, even though the yad went out, but it's not called yolot, so my male, the uber is still mut. So the Gemara says, afil lo yirziri nami. So why do you need yirziri? Do benaflo kami behema, ba behema, 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 ba behema, the behema that's in the behema, isa techelo. So it's not yolot, so versteitzach. So why does he have to bring back the yad? The Mose says, fine. So the Sefer is coming to tell us that even though hechziroi, but since it's yolot, it doesn't become mut. Fragt der Gemorre, the Sefer Maike Mashmalon. What is the Sefer telling us? The Kivin, the Yotza Reishe, Havalaleida. The Sefer is coming to tell us that if we considered the whole Uba was born when the Reish comes out. As soon as the Reish comes out, the whole Uba was born, and in the middle, that's when the Shechit the same doesn't help. Fragt der Gemorre, Tanine. We learned this already, that there's a Leida, the Leida, by Behemoth, we'll see that there's a Leida. No, by Adam. But we learned by an Adam that Haitzah Sarosh is called a Leida. Now, where did we learn this? We learned as follows. Eizehu b'chir l'nacha ve'enoi b'chir l'kahane. Now, there's two types of b'chir by an Adam. There's a petarechem, and the petarechem is the Vlad, that's Poiter, that's Peseich Rechem Imoy, that's Kodesh Kedushas Poira, and that you have to be Poiter from the Koy. Then there's another Pchoir Lenachlo, that Reishis Oinoy, you give Pishnai. So there's two Dini Pchoir, there's a Reishis Oinoy, that's Yarshans Pishnayim, and there's a Pchoir Petarech. So now we learned as follows. Ezeu Pchoir Lenachlo. What is considered a b'chor l'nachlo b'enei b'chor l'kahanim? It has a din b'chor l'nachlo b'enei b'chor l'kahanim. Habo achar nefolim. That means that first a nefil came out, and then a ben chai came out. Af al pi sheyotza roishay chai, even though the nafel, when the nafel came out, so the nafel was still alive, and then later came out, not a nafel. How does this occur? How can you have twins that one is a nafel and one is not a nafel? The case is that you have twins and one was born before the shkia, before the chaydish hachi. So it's Ben Ches. Ben Ches is an Eifel. The other was born after Tzeisak Echobim, so it's not an Eifel. So we have here twins. The first one was an Eifel. The second one is not an Eifel. So Ezeo b'chor l'nachlo ve'enoi b'chor l'kahanim. Habo achal nefolim. So that means the lad that came after an Eifel. That means that before the Shkia was right before the Chodesh Hatshi. So the first one was born, it was an Eifel, but it was a Petarechem. So the second one is not a Bechel Lekahanim, but the second one is a Bechel Lenachlo. Af al pi she yotzo roishay chai, even though when the nafel came out, it was still alive. Af al pi kein, the second one is a bechayla nachla. A second case, you have a bechayla nachla and not a bechayla kayin. Oy ben tes. Let us see Rashi. The Sefer Gufa Maika Mashmalon, the Kamot Reisha Toni Mishim Sefer. So what is the Chiddush of the Sefer? B'chol Nachlo, so Rashi says like this, a B'chol Nachlo Be'inom Vlad She'eroi Lichyos. In order to be a B'chol Nachlo, he has to be Roi Lichyos. Be'iloi Roi Lichyos, if you have a Vlad, that when the Vlad comes out, it's not Roy to live, like Mitkas Abaach of Milito Pishnai. The Chsiv Reishis Oinoi. And Reishis Oinoi means Oinoi is a Loshin Koichoi. Oinoi is also a Loshin of Oini, of Tzar. Mi shel Liboi Dova Olof. The first child, that if the child dies, the father will have Tzar. Yotza Vlad Sheino Shel Kayome Shein Lev Oviv Dovi Dova Almois. He never was a navel. It was never a child. It's not he died. He never was born. A navel doesn't have chiyus. So Memele, so if a navel came, a navel was born, and the navel will die, they can't live 30 days. It's going, so the mice is considered dead already when it's born, even though there's chiyus, but it doesn't have a din of a bar kayome, not a bar kayome. So there, the father does not have tzar when it dies, because it never was born to live. It never had chiyus. When it came on this world, it came an apple. Liboy dova means that a live child was born, and then Ebuchet died. That's called liboy dova. So memele, so that's the first halach in the Mishnah. If a ben shmoine came first, a fellow was chai, avo pishayotza roishay chai, it was alive. And so memele, and then the twin was born. This was born before the shkita, this one after Tzeisak Yechom. So lemaise, so the second one is the reishis oinai. This is the first child that libay davolov. The first one that came out is not a bar kayome. So, but I will be pidyon habakoyer, but paita who at the boachah shreizeh poteres harechem. It was paita the rechem. That nevel shleikololoi chadosha, afal pi sheyotza roishay chay bechziroi, bechziroi veyotza ochiv. Yotza ochiv shakolo chadosho, ein leida sarishe mafkate miliya ispachel nachla. Shafilo noilet hanefel kula, yafilo the nefel that was born completely, ein mafkia sabo acho, shein liboi dova olof, vachoskinim yotza reishe meis, he's telling gafilo yotza reishe chai, but it's also ein dova olof, because that chias is not called a chias, ein liboi dova olof. So this is telling us Yotza Roishoi, even though it's zero, but Vahayda Noket Roishoi, Mishum B'choy L'Koyen Noket Lai. He wants to tell us, Gabi B'choy L'Koyen, B'yitzias Roishoi Havi Yolud, U'poiteres Ochiv M'b'choy L'Koyen. He patters M'b'choy L'Koyen. Oy, Habo Acher Ben Tisha, Afilu yotza rishain shal roishay sharishain meis. Na aventish is a bar kayome. Is afilu yotza roishay sharishain meis. Have it came out dead. Have a lay this a rishin laydo. So the chiddush of meis is lagabi petarechem. Have a lay this a rishin laydo. Veina bo'acha b'chay l'koyim. Znada b'chay l'koyim. Avala bo'acha Ben Tisha Sheyotza Roishai Chai B'chole Nachlo Nami Loihave. But that's the diak from the Mishnah. As the Mishnah tells us there are two cases that in the second lad that was born is a Bechayla Nachla. Case number one, that a Nafel was born first, that was Neilet Chai, but that's not called that Ainli Beidava Olof, so Memele, so the second one is a Bechayla Nachla. A second case, the Yotza, a Bentet, that was Neilet Meis, so Memele, a Bentet, she Yotza Reishe Meis, so Memele, it's also not a Libeidava Acha, because it's not Libay Dova Achav because it was born a mate. So in these two cases, the second one is a Bechor L'Nachlo, but is not a Bechor L'Koyim, because Lamai said there was a Petarech. The first Vlad was Pesach Derechemim, it's a Naple, it's dead, but Al Kaponim, the first Vlad was Pesach Derechemim, so the second one is not a Petarech. So now we can be medayik from this Mishnah that there are two cases that the second one is a Bechor L'Nachla, that the first a Nafel came or a Ben Tesmeis. Roishay shall Ben Tesmeis. Taima the Roishay Meis. That a Ben Tes, then he was a Meis, so then the second one is a Bechor L'Nachla. Roishay Chai. But what happens if a Ben Tes, when the head came out, he was a Chai? Habo Achav Becholim Nachlo Nami Loihavi. So that's what it seems from the Mishnah. So we see from here, Yotzo Roishoi Chai, we see from here that with the Yetzias HaRoish it's called a later. With the Yetzias HaRoish it's called a later. That we see. It died right afterwards. It's irrelevant. It was the Yitzis, a Reish was called born, this was a child, this is Libay Dovalov, so it's not Reish's Oine. So we see from this Mishnah that Yitzis, a Reish is called a Leite. That's what we see from this Mishnah. So Memele, so why do you need our Mishnah? You're telling me that the reason our Mishnah is coming to tell us, that our Mishnah is coming to tell us that, the safe of the Mishnah Tanga Sakhidish, that with Yitzias HaRosh, it's called a Leide, and therefore the Shechita will not help. I know that Yitzias HaRosh is called a Leide, and therefore it's not necessary for our Mishnah to tell us that Chiddush.